fuck is a podcast?
Welcome to the High Society at the Whip. My name is Watcher. I've got, what did I call you last time? Goose, and how K-pop.
Hi, my name is K-pop.
With three people, I feel like it's going to be a little bit easier to catch
keep
the
track.
Name drops.
Yeah, Watcher.
Ooh, that hurt my ears a lot with that. I'm getting worried about this the sound quality here. Let me
Want me to move the dial back or forth again?
I don't want to stop recording.
I think we probably should start over, huh?
I have a bad feeling maybe.
I think we start up. Here's what we do. We stop this, we listen to it, and then we'll just start over.
Yeah, that's fair. we just did a brief cut to listen to the audio quality, and it was fine. So we're just going to continue on from where we are.
I'm baffled.
I'm glad you're baffled. We only have one strain this week. Sorry I didn't go as hard as I went last week. But it's I mean, I'm just smoking the LA Confidential because I still have some of that left. And I believe you guys are smoking Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, I think so.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
There's a lot planned for you this episode, though it's going to be a bit shorter of an episode. I've got D&D through Discord in like 40 minutes, not even, so I gotta, as soon as this is done, I'm basically going over there and being banished for another 2 hours. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, banishment usually is pretty wild.
I have a lot of things that I want to talk about. I mean, I'm not going to hit everything that's on my list here. This is just a list of backups, basically, so that way in case conversation gets stale. But one of the biggest things I want to talk about is we all just watched Survivor. What season of Survivor did we watch with,
we are watching,
with that Tony guy?
Oh, Tony, that is Survivor season 28, Survivor Cagayan. Great season.
I gotta say that season got me into Survivor. I enjoyed it so much more than I ever thought I would.
It's a slippery slope. Yeah, no.
There's so many good characters on Survivor. Tony is awesome, but there's so many other like just crazy people.
I mean, I'm just digging so far. Like, what season are we on now?
We're watching season 34, Game Changers.
It's really cool, and I actually got to see that Jeff is apparently a nice guy. I thought, like, you know, runner of game show, terrible person, but whew.
At least on the show, he's perfectly good guy.
Yeah,
no problems with Jeffrey.
He definitely shocked me. That's for sure.
My only problem with Jeffrey is sometimes I feel like he gets bored while he's making competitions and just decides to add like 90 unnecessary parts at the end.
Yeah.
He'll be like, okay, then you're going to dig up my car keys and then I need you to drive to my house. I've left my shades at home. Please get them and bring them back here.
And I'm one of those guys that wears sunglasses at night. And it's about to be nighttime when you guys vote for tribal council. And I'm going to snuff out your torch.
He's going to snuff out everyone's torch.
That's a line that he said on the season finale of season 28 that just irked all of us.
It's really stuck with all of us.
he just wants to snuff your torch out. That's all.
I just keep repeating it as much as I can whenever it comes up. It's too funny.
He's a torchy boy.
Oh, man. Anyway, we've got a science corner planned for you guys later on in the episode. As I look down and change the audio quality of my voice a little bit, I'm going to have to...
Oh, don't worry. There's a corner, and there's going to be some science there.
There's going to be some science corner for K-pop there.
Don't worry. It won't be a science corner about corners.
I'm also thinking that I may have name-dropped you when I was asking about Survivor, but...
Well, we're going to figure that one out later. You're going to add to your little tally on the fridge there, yeah. The bad boy points.
I'm in the clear lead right now for name drops, and I'm the one that came up with the whole name.
Yeah, Watcher.
At some point, I'm going to talk about Post Malone's Nirvana concert because that was great.
That was dope.
Obviously, every week we have Strain of the Week, and I'll talk about the Strain of the Week because I have a secret strain that I didn't tell the viewers about.
Oh, wow.
Hidden for later on.
Yeah, you little goblin, you're hoarding your secrets.
There's been a lot of news coming out in the video game industry. I want to hit on a couple of points there. And speaking about video games, Miss Goose has been playing a lot of Animal Crossing lately, and I want an update on Animal Crossing because I'm invested.
Yeah, I'm still just trying to max out all my upgrades. I've been really lazy about trying to make money, which has really slowed my progress, but I go through definite waves. I just get super into it for a very short burst of time and then don't touch it.
So it's like streak eating where you're just like, oh man, I always want burgers. Yes. And you just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Animal Crossing.
Yes.
Have you guys ever done like that, like streak eating before?
I've never heard it called that before.
Yeah, that's a wild thing you said there. So I'm just trying to process that.
Streak eating. It sounds like you're gonna get naked and just eat like.
So I got the term from a movie that I watched a long time ago called I Am Not a Hipster, and it's a very funny. I love the movie. But a radio show host was talking about streak eating and he brought it up just nonchalantly, like completely off topic out of nowhere, and I feel like I have achieved that exact same
thing. Yeah, you did. Wow, movies really do come true.
Yep. Art imitates art. Life imitates art.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened. K-pop. Yeah. I know you haven't been playing as much lately, but what's going on in the journey of the three stars? Because you're on your journey to start.
Oh, I did get my three stars. Did you? I just haven't done anything with it yet.
So tell me about what it took to get you there.
Basically, I tried to hire Goose to plant, like, 300 flowers, and then it didn't work, so then I just had to do it myself, and then I went up, and I was like, hey, Isabel, enough is enough, give me the three stars, and then she said, alright, it's yours, and then I said, Isabel, let's talk about Harry the Hippopotamus, we need him gone, and she said, no, no, no.
How dare she?
Harry the Hippopotamus is worse than Satan. I want him out of my town.
You've been trying to exile a lot of people from your town.
Yeah, Harry the Hippopotamus is hard priority number one, though. I hate that thing. Yeah. He is an abomination. I just want him gone. I have not spoken to him once. Even when he moved in, I walked into his house, said, what the fuck is that? And then I walked out of his house.
That's I'm dead. That's too funny.
I do not cooperate with kidnappers, and I feel like Harry the Hippopotamus has kidnapped my fun by existing on my island.
Oh my god, that's too funny. Yeah, I myself have not indulged in the Animal Crossing life yet. I'm still that rebel. Mainly because I played so much Minecraft and I know it's not like Minecraft, but it's those relaxing games, like they're so good.
Yeah.
And they pull you in so hard, and I'm just not ready to be pulled in that hard to a video game right now. You know, I'm busy. I mean, I don't know if I mean, none of the viewers at home know, but I'm planning like two other podcasts to do during this time. I'm getting interviewed for podcasts. You're also an essential
worker.
Yeah. Listen, I don't want to always talk about my essential my retail environment.
Yeah, I'm just saying you got a lot on your plate.
Yeah,
you're at Thanksgiving piling on those potatoes, getting a big old ladle of gravy on there.
I'm swamped with work. I'm swamped with plans for podcasts, for doing podcasts, for wrestling because I'm also a wrestler. Dungeons and Dragons, that takes up a lot of my time. I'm just like constantly busy, so I don't have the time to invest.
Dude, our D&D campaign is so wild right now.
You know, I did want to talk about that session. I know Goose was not there.
Goose was there for the end.
I almost name dropped. You heard the.
You did it though.
Yeah.
You're reforming from your bad boy ways.
Yep. I'm super aware right now.
Oh man, hyper aware, Jake.
Yep.
Ultra
name drop.
Well, that's what you get. That's what here.
Immediate name.
Here, drop. Here's the audio that you can use to replace it. Watcher.
I think I find that funnier than anyone else is gonna find that. I'm trying to come up with like hilarious like ways to do it, like K-pop. I'd be like K-pop or something like ridiculous like that, you know, just like ridiculous over accentuated. So that way it's
I agree.
Obvious because like the last one, if I don't know if you guys gave the last one a listen to, but some of them,
I did.
Some of them slipped right in
it's
there.
Seamless, yeah. No, we have. Yeah, no, it's high quality.
Some of them were. Yeah.
Some of them were obvious, but they were more boring obvious than anything.
Not
yeah, I know.
Says.
I know. Another name drop. That's,
sorry,
that's
watcher.
Two. That's two right there.
Or I'll just throw these lobs at you. As a watcher.
I literally just jinxed everybody.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You know who doesn't mess up?
Who?
Randall Truckington, the fourth of his name, my D&D character.
Yeah, thank you for transitioning right back to D&D. Yeah, you guys did not kill the person I expected you to kill. If I'm being completely honest, no.
Really? I'm very curious what you mean by that, but so, we should give context.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to do. So for those of us, or for those of you stoners who haven't listened to obviously any of our D&D campaigns or know anything about our D&D campaigns, I created this character, this NPC, that was based off of Captain Hammer from Dr. Horrible's Sing-Along blog. And I named him Cade. So, of course, Nathan Fillion, another character that he plays in, he plays it in Destiny. He plays Cade 6. So it's kind of based off of both of those characters combined. So he's kind of an asshole. He constantly, in public, purposely says the wrong name for Randall Truckington, but then in private will say the correct name. And it just pisses Randall Truckington off so hard because it's clear that he's just like trying to be an asshole.
Yeah, Randall Truckington does not like Cade. Cade also, at one point we went to a restaurant and I was trying to make friends with Cade. So I made Cade go to the restroom and I told the employees that it was his birthday. And then when they came, he said, "No, it's not. He's lying to you." So I've made Cade my mortal enemy since then.
Yeah, you actually liked him at that point, right?
No, I was pretending to like him.
Oh, okay. I was like, I thought there was like a... I know. So Cade definitely gave a heart-to-heart, but Randall Truckington took none of that heart-to-heart. He was just like, fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah, when you cross a Truckington, you don't get your way.
Yeah.
But basically, moral of the story is Randall Truckington is trying to become King of Aladdin, and...
Yeah.
He did some cool backflips and impressed Jasmine with his ability to hide. So I think we're in there.
The country that they're in right now is named Enoptra. It's mostly based off of Egypt, but I wanted some sort of pop culture reference in there, and I'm a huge fan of Aladdin. So throughout the time in Enoptra, I've literally just been like, whenever they're in an area, I'm just playing. Like a public area, I just play an Aladdin song.
I'm sorry, not to cut you off, Watcher.
Mm-hmm.
But while you're in the middle of that explanation, inexplicably, Goose has started laughing uncontrollably.
Yeah, I noticed that. I just wasn't...
As if she was possessed by some sort of laughter demon.
I wasn't going to bring attention to it.
I wasn't going to not let us bring attention to it. There was no way.
I had a really weird sneeze, and no one noticed.
Oh, no, I noticed, and then you started laughing like a maniac.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. No, that's Goose, this is, so, the concept of this podcast is we get baked and we talk, so, like, what happens. The listeners have definitely noticed that I leave just about everything in. I mean, K-pop's noticed I leave everything in.
Inexplicably, everything makes it in.
It's because I think it's so funny.
Inexplicably.
And, like, the best part is, like, so far, like, I've had a bunch of people that I know listen to it, and some of their favorite parts are the parts that I just left in it inexplicably. They're like, I don't understand why you left that in, but it was fucking funny.
See? I'm like,
great.
I've been stuck on the why is this in here? Oh my god. What is happening, Watcher?
Oh man. I of course will edit out any like awkward silences because I'm sure, I mean, there's always some awkward silence.
Yeah, see a little zone of darkness right there.
In our sea of green.
Around the 6 minute mark. Yes. Around 6 minutes, be prepared. There's gonna be an edit. But yeah. Can you find it?
I don't know. I mean,
post on the hard. Facebook group wall if you find the edit.
I think
that's absolutely. The mission for the week.
We gave them around the mark, so they're gonna have an easy go of it.
But what if I lied?
I should also take a picture of like just this clip of just the audio how it is, and just be like, can you guys guess what part we edited out real quick?
Yeah, and. Inexplicably, this part wasn't the part that was edited out.
Yep, exactly.
Inexplicably. Holy moly.
Oh my god.
What a time.
I hope this is entertaining to everybody.
Take a hit every time someone says inexplicably.
That word does not mean what I think you mean. Wait, I do not think it means what you think it means. Oh man. Anyways.
What stuff means things.
While we're still on the topic of video games, I wanted to talk about a couple of things that came out in the past couple of days that I think is still kind of news to you a little bit, K-pop, because I've told you the news, and then Goose probably doesn't give a fuck at all because it doesn't pertain to her. But two things happened. One, Elder Scrolls 6 leaked. A bunch of leaks.
You remember?
I'm not going to go too in-depth into what those leaks were because, of course, you have to take everything with a grain of salt.
But also, moral of the story, that game's going to be out in like 10 years.
The one thing
we're
that
not
was,
seeing that thing.
The one thing that leaked, or the funniest thing that leaked was, I guess everybody was originally thinking it was going to come in quarter one of 2025, but... Now it's coming in quarter four of 2024, meaning it can come in January of
2024. Boy. They did it. Woo.
Yeah, so basically we're still about 5 years away from Elder Scrolls 6. What's more exciting that came out today for me, because I, again, don't think K-pop is that much of a fan, and Goose, you're not that into video games.
The first two.
Spoilers. Assassin's Creed Valhalla is the official title for the new Assassin's Creed game coming out this year. And I gotta say, I'm stoked. Vikings, they brought the Hidden Blade back, which was pretty cool. I mean, I enjoyed the last one. I thought that was a lot of fun. But I'm very excited to kill people as a Viking in true fashion. And like they had this big 4 minute long cinematic trailer, and like the first line was like something like they kill the dude. I don't know. I'm high as fuck. This part's definitely.
I hate when that happens in my trying to accomplish something, and the characters are just like, man, I'm too high and tell you what's going on in the plot. You're gonna have to come back later.
Basically, the main character was describing what Vikings were like, and then like the video footage was showing Vikings acting against that savageness, and it was good. But anyway, moving on. Goose and I recently watched Birds of Prey and a fabulous emancipation of the one Harley Quinn.
It's very good.
It's a very long title, but yeah, I thought it was a phenomenal movie. Unexpectedly phenomenal. Like, I knew it was going to be good, but Suicide Squad.
I wish it had done better in theaters.
Yeah.
I want another one.
Yeah, I agree. I really think that the reason why it didn't do so well was because it was Valentine's Day weekend. And a lot of people will definitely sit there and argue Deadpool, but come on, Deadpool had hype for over 10 years before it came out. It was, no matter what weekend it came out, it was winning the box office. And we also just started rewatching Avatar The Last Airbender.
Heck yeah. Yeah. I'm so excited to get into that.
Sokka is so useless.
So, that weird boomerang he has is definitely not as cool as I thought it was.
No, he just gets his ass kicked immediately. Mm-hmm. He can't do anything.
I mean, at least it's an interesting weapon. It's not like, you know,
sword. If he could do anything with it, I would agree. But he might as well just have, like, this chair. Here, my weapon is this chair. It would be just as effective as his boomerang.
He's trying his best.
I mean,
if you can try your best and still be terrible. I mean, that's what Sokka taught me.
If you chucked a chair at me, I think I might get more hurt than if you chucked a boomerang at me.
I haven't seen Sokka chuck that boomerang once.
I did. He
okay.
Yeah,
he chucked it against what's his face?
Zuko.
I missed that scene.
This is my first official watch.
I've seen him try to use it as a melee weapon.
Yeah, he multiple
times.
He missed Zuko on the initial throw, and then on the comeback, Zuko obviously wasn't expecting to come back, and he hit him right in the back of the head.
Gotcha.
Yep, it was a successful use, but.
And that's been my TED Talks on why the boomerang is okay.
I was about to make the same joke, not gonna lie, that I would have phrased it not that way, but it was the same joke, essentially. You beat me to it.
I think I'm gonna name this episode High Society at Whipple Street Episode 2, or At the Whip, fuck.
What is happening?
Episode 2, TED Talks.
At the Whip? just getting you that. At the Whip.
Oh man, now I'm doing the name drops too.
What do you mean two? I see the tally on the fridge.
Yeah, but tonight, I mean
oh yeah, we did bamboozle you a little bit.
Yeah, both of you guys bamboozled, specifically me.
I don't bamboozle.
Yeah, I think that definitely qualifies as bamboozling though. I just heard Squirrel laugh in the background. I don't know if you guys heard that, but I heard it. Anyway, yeah, this is my first official watch through on Avatar The Last Airbender. And so far, I think it's great. Like, I saw a few episodes here and there when I was younger, but in high school, I never really sat down and watched it week to week like all of you guys did. So it's been an interesting journey so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Sunday's going to be a lot of just Avatar.
Yes, absolutely.
Very excited.
Oh, yeah.
That's my next day off, which is very exciting.
Nice.
One of the things I missed last time on the last episode was we had a very fun Easter time. Now with everything going on,
did have our Easter adventure.
That feels
Easter
like years
is
ago.
Yeah, I know, right? It feels so long ago. But Easter, you know, we weren't going to see our family during Easter for obvious reasons, and we all just kind of live together here. There's seven of us,
eight
of us, so I mean we're all together all the time anyway. So if anyone catches anything, we're all gonna catch it. So yeah, we had a very fun Easter time, which was great because I bought 144 Easter eggs.
So many eggs. It was an egg extravaganza.
And Goose and I hid eggs all over the apartment, upstairs, downstairs, in the basement, in the bathrooms, outside. And it took them like an hour and a half to find all the eggs, and there's still two missing.
Yeah, it was intense.
They didn't find two of them. A squirrel got to one of them, which was really funny.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the one that the squirrel got to?
No.
Oh, no, I didn't actually see it, no.
No, it was mangled. Like, you could tell that it was obviously the squirrel got to it.
How many did you hide in the skunk pit?
Zero.
Oh, man.
I put zero in the bar.
Should have hit him. Make someone go down in the skunk pit. go get their skunk pit treasures.
Yeah, but, you know, K-pop, it would have ended up being you that went down to the skunk
absolutely
pit.
Absolutely. No, it would have been.
Guys, I feel fair. Like there should be some context here. I realize now that not everyone has a skunk pit.
And what?
Maybe someone would.
Yeah, so we have a pit of skunks.
Thanks. Yeah. All right.
And that's
that's the explanation.
And that's the way the cookie crumbles. Now, for context, I have a full-blown mustache, and I just held my finger below my nose as if I was making another mustache. For no reason.
You know what that signals? What's that? That signals the start of K-pop Science Corner.
Yes, it does.
Okay. All right. So this week's article, I will only be doing a fifth of. This will not be a series. This is just, you'll see immediately why I'm only doing a fifth of it.
Okay.
It comes from taste.com.au, and it's top 50 cakes.
So it's from Australia.
Yes.
All right,
so we're going to find out what scientifically Australians think the top 10 cakes are.
I'm excited.
All right. I'm very excited also.
Okay. Well, we'll count down.
Because the obvious number one is cheesecake.
Anyone have a guess at number 1? Or number 10.
Oh, number 10?
Number 10.
Not cheesecake.
You're correct. It is not cheesecake. I agree.
Right, I've narrowed it down.
Vanilla cake.
What's your guess?
My guess is going to be carrot cake.
It's chocolate birthday cake.
Damn, I was
number 10.
Okay. I couldn't have been farther away.
I think that's a little low, probably.
Yeah, I mean, I
knowing what comes ahead, I think it's a little low.
Yeah, I don't know how much further you can go from chocolate birthday cake.
I mean, I generally like the confetti cakes. I think confetti cakes
are good. Mike, the situation taught me that they're the best kind of cake.
And I'm not really much of a fan of chocolate cake, but I definitely think it should still be higher than number 10.
Number 9 is a basic sponge cake.
Okay. So no frosting.
Here's the
nothing.
Picture they put for it.
Okay. Oh, so that's not a basic sponge cake.
Yeah, that looks like they've done some complicated stuff.
Yeah, that's a very complicated sponge cake.
Audience, I'm not going to bother trying to describe the picture to you. It doesn't matter. It's just not a basic sponge cake. That's all you need to know.
That one definitely looked like it took hours to prepare.
Yeah.
It looks like there's like carrots and chives. I'm upset by it. We'll be leaving this one now.
All right, on to number 8.
Number 8 is vanilla cupcakes.
Wait, they consider that a cake?
Yes.
It's very specific.
Yeah.
Vanilla cupcakes.
Is vanilla birthday cake elsewhere?
I don't know. I've only looked at the top 10.
Oh, so it's not in the top 10.
It could be.
Oh, spoilers.
It could not be.
Vanilla cupcakes. Okay, what's number 7?
Number 7 is flourless orange cake.
What?
I feel like this has to... Orange cake is a thing.
I've never heard of
it. You make like a glaze of orange sauce and like put it over like a sponge cake. It's pretty okay.
Okay.
I don't know why it's number 7. It must be an Australia thing.
Yeah, that's fair.
Number 6 is chocolate mud cupcakes.
Chocolate mud cupcakes.
Okay. Again, extremely specific.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like Willy Wonka's house fell into a cupcake, essentially.
That description
is accurate.
Yeah, I can't agree with that. That was okay. On to number 6.
No, it's number 5. Actually.
Oh, number 5. See, I always do this.
Lemon yogurt cake with syrup.
Yogurt?
Yogurt cake with syrup.
What kind of?
I think that's just how they spell yogurt.
It is, but I'm saying it how it's spelled. America!
Welcome to America. Number 4.
Again, this... Hold on.
Okay,
hold on.
Description.
It's just a cake! I'm confused because I don't see any syrup on this cake, and it does specify with syrup. Also, what the fuck does that mean? What kind of syrup goes on your weird lemon cake?
Maybe
it looks like there is like...
syrup?
Pineapple chunk? I don't know what it's upsetting me. Number 4 is carrot and walnut cake.
Ooh.
Ugh.
Are you looking carrot cake? I have been craving pineapple upside down cake. I want it so bad.
Well, I hope you don't want it on this list because it's not on here.
No one likes that kind of cake.
Do you want Easy Bake Oven upside down pineapple cake?
Do you have an Easy Bake Oven?
No, I don't have an Easy Bake Oven.
Why would you get my hopes up?
No, I'm sorry. It's just, I watch Good Mythical Morning all the time, and that was on one of the episodes.
Oh, really?
Sorry, this carrot and walnut cake is tearing our friendship apart.
I'm not a fan of carrot and walnut cakes.
All right, we're in the top 3 now.
Okay.
What do you think people think the 3rd best cake is? And spoiler, you're gonna be wrong.
Mud pie?
Not super far off.
Damn!
What do you think, Goose?
Banana cream pie.
No, it is chocolate coconut cake.
Damn! I was actually not far.
You were not far.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I think it sounds pretty good. I'm not a fan of coconut shavings generally, but, I mean, it was not bad sounding.
Watcher, if you had to guess what number 2 is...
Don't tell me it's cheesecake because I want it to be number 1.
It's New York based cheesecake.
Damn, at least it made it to number 2.
Freaking love.
Number 1 is banana cake with cream cheese.
No, what? Wait, what?
This has been decided.
Is that like banana cream? No, it's not banana cream pie.
No, it's just a cake with cream cheese on it. You just glue the cream cheese on after you do the cake. That was my science corner. Please clap.
I enjoyed the very. Very, very, very abrupt ending there.
That was
descriptions. Just
that was my science corner.
Done.
We have solved science. We don't need it anymore. End of sentence.
Okay. And that's the way that cookie crumbles.
You said that a couple times now today.
Yeah, well...
You're big on cookies today.
Am I not allowed to... You ordered cookies earlier.
I did order cookies earlier.
Saying that's the way the cookie crumbles? Crumbly, crumbly, dumbly?
Crumbly, 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 crumbly.
Crumble, bumble?
Crumble.
Bumble, rubber.
All right, well, this is nothing. Oh, my God. If I can earn, like, a please cut this out of the podcast chip at some point, I want it to be this segment, even if it's retroactively. Because, holy moly, that was nothing right there. We just said nothing for a while.
Listen, when you're constantly trying to think of speech, it sometimes just does not happen.
Yeah, a word's not good all times.
Yeah. On that note, I'm going to talk about Post Malone's Nirvana concert. Did you ever, K-pop, get a chance to check that out?
No.
Oh, man. Well, Goose and I watched a bit of it, and I gotta say, it came out like a week ago, and it was out of nowhere. He just played it live with Travis Barker, and I was never really a big fan of Post Malone myself. I'm not a fan of his style of music generally, but, like, his grunge covers are fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And everything that I heard of that concert was absolutely fucking great.
Yeah, I want that on Spotify. Or I want to, like, go back and listen to it again.
Yeah, like, I hope it gets on Spotify. I mean, I don't know if it will, but probably I really hope it does, because Spotify is where I listen to, like, all of my music. That's the person whose covers I listen to, you know? Mm-hmm. And I really want his cover of Killing in the Name of more than anything, because it's just so good.
Check it out, yeah.
Yeah, like, there's a couple of live videos out there, and it's just fucking phenomenal. Never expected a rapper to be able to cover grunge so well. So much better than, in fact, his normal genre. K-pop is just inherently staring at me and the screen.
Yep. I like looking at the green wall and seeing where the oopsies are in the green wall.
Yeah, I'm very excited to see how the green wall fares with the editing that I do, because we may end up just coming back on Sunday and re-recording this entire
honestly
episode if it's that bad.
This podcast is an abomination. And I think it needs to be expunged from the world, but you do what you gotta do.
Oh, it's not gonna be expunged, for sure. I may cut it up and gut it out and you know, do some things, but we'll find out.
That's ominous.
Make a lamp with it? Huh?
Make a what?
Make a lamp with it.
You're what are you saying?
What are you talking about?
Make a lamp with it.
Fucking Buffalo Bill over here.
That was a Buffalo Bill joke. Is that part?
What is happening? Oh my God! There was structure before.
Yeah.
We've been in freefall chaos for like 4 minutes.
Oh, no.
Apparently, my science corner is the glue that holds all of the structure together.
That's okay, because I've got another glue for the structure.
Oh, thank God!
That will happen here. I've been tossing back and forth in my mind and with everybody a possible another segment to do every once in a while. Not every week, because I feel like it's not good enough.
Oh, it's not every week. Segment, that's
for sure. But basically, it's called Advice with Patrick, and I do a very good Patrick Warburton impression, and we're gonna move on to that segment real quick as I get into my Patrick Warburton voice. Hey, K-pop, Goose, how you doing?
Hi, Patrick Warburton.
Hi, Patrick.
Hey, it's a good time to see you guys again.
Patrick Warburton, what should your nickname be? We all use nicknames on our podcast.
I think you should call me Patrick Star.
Okay, well, that's going to be needlessly confusing, Patrick Warburton, but okay, sure.
What about you just call me Wardlow? I'm just kidding.
That would be... What a casting. I'm sorry, Patrick. Please continue.
All right. So this week on Patrick's Advice, I've got five pieces of dating advice that I'd like to talk about.
Okay, please help me out with it.
So it's also in list form. I think
I'm glad we've got so many lists piling on.
I
pro lists in this house.
We've got our science list. We've got our love list.
I have to say, my plan here is to read off what the list says for each one, and then give a little background to what I think it means, and then to just move on. I'm not going to read the rest of the article.
That's probably a good call, Patrick Warburton.
So I'm not going to tell you what the article is called either. I'm going to, you can guess. This is, anyway, number one for dating advice. When you meet the right person, you're going to know right away. Now, I think this means that as soon as you see the person across the room, you're going to be like, man, that's my wife.
I apply that method to picking cats. That's how we've gotten our garbage.
You know, I think that's a pretty good cat choosing device.
Yeah, that's how I got garbage. I picked him up once, and I knew that he was the one.
Garbage is the beast of he's so big. Anyway, we're gonna move on to number two. Instead, when you're interested in someone, instead of being out there and open, play hard to get.
Ooh.
Now, I think that
everyone
would be...
always says, if you want to fall in love, put up as many walls as you can.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. You need to have those walls, those glass doors that no one can see through, made of metal.
An air of mystery.
Glass doors that no one can see through, but are also made of metal.
What?
Listen, if you knew what this article was called, it wouldn't be that far out of context. Anyway, number three. Focus on putting your best foot forward, but only until you're fully committed.
What?
There you go.
Stop crying when you fall in love.
Why
perfect.
Spend more energy when you got him on the hook?
Thanks, Patrick.
You need to just put constant energy in all the time, and then once they love you, you're in. You don't have to do anything anymore. You can just suck for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that sounds pretty true.
Number four here is opposites attract. Attract. Sorry, it's hard to make sound sometimes. Opposites attract, so try to find someone really different from you. Like, complete opposite. Like, I think I should date a manhole cover. I don't know.
Okay. So, the most polar opposite I could think of would have to be someone that is super ideologically different than me.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm supposed to go fall in love with a cannibal?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Last but not least, number five. You'll only meet liars and weirdos if you date online.
Yeah, that's probably true. That one. Okay. That's fair.
Yeah, so accurate.
I have to say, all of this dating advice has been absolutely terrible dating advice because this is the top five.
I think that last one was pretty good.
Well, yes. I was going to get into that, but this was five pieces of bad dating advice exposed. And then it was all written. This is the first time I'm reading through the article as well. And that last one, I was like, hey, I kind of agree with that one. That one's not that far off from real advice. But anyway, that has been Patrick Warburton's advice. Da-da-da.
Thanks for guesting, Patrick Warburton. It's amazing that we could get such a massive star on only our second podcast.
Yeah, we're filthy stinking rich, and you know, K-pop, we've got
we
like
are.
15,
can I have some of the money, please?
$15 bajillion down in the basement. Just
why do I have to live in a shack in the backyard then?
Because that's just the room we chose, man. I don't know what to tell you. You chose the shack in the backyard.
I should have picked better. Dang it.
Yeah, I definitely think that we're gonna.
I'm sorry. What? Whose shack?
K-pop.
K-pop.
There's definitely gonna be a second recording session on Sunday for sure.
We're gonna have to fill in some of these gaps.
Yeah, I'm just gonna mesh together some
yeah, just
conversations.
Create some
and
Frankenstein like abomination.
I think it's gonna be really funny. Maybe I'll just do like a billion commercials in the middle.
Here, I'll do a commercial.
Okay, go ahead.
Buy apricots!
No. On that note, we've got the strain of the week! because I already did another recording and I just yelled as loud as I could in this microphone, and that's probably not going to be the audio that's used.
None of that towards the end of that was words, bud.
Yeah, it was. You can hear it in here, I promise.
You couldn't out here.
Anyway, the straight of the week that I got for you is... this one is actually called Patrick's Warburton. So Patrick's, as in it's his, Warburton. I don't know what a Warburton is.
What?
I don't know. I'm excellent fucking making question. This name up as I go along. This isn't even going to be the straight of the week. That's probably used, but I might use some of this audio here because it's really funny.
Yeah. I don't know what's
dude,
happening.
I don't. Listen. The issue was I became really stoned before.
Oh no.
Jake, don't worry. I think just publish this and then we have a rock bottom that we never have to we can't possibly go lower then.
See, the whole premise of this show is we're supposed to start off sober.
Yeah, we keep forgetting to do that part.
And we really keep jumping the gun because all I do is get stoned and watch Survivor.
And you play Animal name dropped Crossing. Again. Immediately right
wait,
there.
Did I?
You said with K-pop, but his name.
Oh, K-pop, I'm sorry.
On that note, I've got to get heading to D&D. It's exactly 9 o'clock. My session's supposed to start right now. So we're going to end this, and Sunday we'll do some more recording and editing.
Yeah.
I hope no one here.
Sunday we'll make episode 3. We got episode 2.
We'll make episode 3 that replaces episode 2 as episode 2 never airs until like 15 years later.
I think this needs to air, honestly. It's no. Again, it's such so a train wreck.
It's so bad.
Such a massive train
wreck. Oh, man. I'm
we
just...
need to build up our base before we release this.
Yeah, I agree.
This could be
I
the... Okay,
be like,
then we need to allude
like a...
to this as the hidden episode
oh,
forever.
Absolutely.
And then...
You know what? And when we get a Patreon eventually, we'll...
No, 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 here's what we do.
The first
that,
thing that
that's
they
the short,
get the
that's the short con. When we get on Maximum Fun... We'll do it as our max fun drive.
Oh, hell yeah.
First thing. There we go.
Sounds good. All right. On that note.
Calling our shots.
We're gonna end that here. And then, yeah, we'll reconvene Sunday.
I'm so sorry that you had to listen to this.
And thank you for listening to us for 15 years. I appreciate you.
45 minutes that you can't get back.
Yeah. Anyways. And that was High Society at... The win.